Sweetie, it's time to wake up. Come on now. I know it's early, but just because it's your birthday doesn't mean I'm going to let you stay in bed all morning. That's right, little boy. My special birthday boy. Open those eyes for me. You can stay in bed for a few more minutes, but I want you awake so we can talk. Why we need to talk? Well, first, I want to wish you a happy birthday. And second, I want to know what you want for your birthday present. When you were younger, I could just buy you toys and video games. But you're more mature now and it's getting hard to shop for you. Is there something that you really want for your birthday, sweetie? Nothing? Well, how about some new clothes? I know you need new socks and some underwear, probably. I'm still doing your laundry and I see that you've started to wear holes in most of your boxes. I even bet the ones you're wearing right now need to be replaced. Pull down the blanket and let me take a look. Oh, stop. I'm just gonna take a peek. I've seen you in your underwear be... Oh. You're not wearing any underwear, are you? So you've just been lying here, naked, while I've been sitting on your bed. I just never expected my little boy would be sleeping in the nude. If I'd known, I wouldn't have sat next to you. You're a little bit too old to be naked in bed with your mum. This is probably really uncomfortable for you, isn't it? I'll leave and we can talk about your birthday when you get dressed, okay? Well, before I go, would it be okay if I, can't believe I'm asking you this, but, can I pull down your blanket again? It's been such a long time since I saw you completely naked. I guess I'm curious to see how my little boy has grown up. Yes, baby. I know it's awkward of me to ask to see your penis, but would you just do this for me? Just this one time. You've nothing to be embarrassed about. I mean, I've seen you naked before. And I'd really like to see all of you again. Will you please do Mummy this one little favour on your birthday? Oh, you're such a good boy for your Mummy. I promise it'll just be a quick peek and then you can get out of bed and get dressed, okay? Now, let go of those blankets so I can pull them away. Let's see what my sweet birthday boy has between his legs. Oh. I was not expecting this. Son, you've got a very small penis. I mean, it was small when you were little, but I was sure they would grow bigger when you went through puberty. I'm really at loss for words. It's just strange. The rest of your body has developed properly. Your legs, your thighs, they've gotten bigger. And thick, and... Yeah, just as I thought, your thighs are pretty muscular too. And your little penis looks even smaller lying between such big legs. I'm sorry, baby, I didn't mean to make you feel bad about your penis size. I'm just a bit concerned, that's all. Your penis does work the way it should, doesn't it? You get directions when you think about pretty girls and sex, right? Well, I suppose that's a good sign. And when you masturbate, are you able to ejaculate and produce semen? You've never masturbated? Really? Well, that's not a good sign that a guy your age has never, well, pleasured himself. This is very concerning. Sweetie, I'm worried that your sexual functions haven't fully developed. I think I'll have to schedule an appointment with a doctor to make sure there isn't something wrong with you. I mean, you know, something wrong with you other than you having a tiny penis. But before I do that, maybe you should try masturbating just to see if you can ejaculate. You do know how to masturbate, don't you? Oh, my son, I don't know what I'm going to do with you. If you don't know how to do it, I guess I'll just have to show you. Basically, you just want to wrap your hand around your penis, just like I'm doing right now. And then start moving your hand up and down like this. You want to go slowly and gently at first. You see how slowly Mummy's hand is moving up and down your penis? That's how you need to stroke it when you're still soft. When it gets hard, you can be a bit more vigorous. But right now, just relax and let me stroke your little penis nice and gently. How's it feel, sweetie? Do you like how my hands feel around your little penis? I can tell you like it. Your penis is getting hard in my hand. Oh, you're such a good boy. I'm going to stroke you just a little faster now. But I'm still going to be very gentle. Don't worry, sweetie. This won't hurt at all. I think you're gonna like how it feels. Oh. Look, baby. Do you see that little drop of liquid coming out from the tip of your penis? It's called pre-cum. Do you know what that means? It means your penis probably does work the way it's supposed to. Such relief. I was getting worried there for a moment. You don't mind, do you, son? This isn't too weird for you. Because I don't want to stop. Not yet. I really want to make sure you can come. You're my son and I love you very much. My duty as a mother to make sure you're healthy. And that means ensuring that you have full sexual function in your penis. So I'm just going to keep it up until you ejaculate for me. Does it feel like anything's happening down there? Nothing. Something should be happening by now. Maybe we could try something else. something other than my hand. I want you to relax as much as you can, baby. Mummy has an idea. I want to do something that a mother normally shouldn't do to her son. But this is a special situation and I'm just gonna do it. Watch me, baby, and try to relax. I want you to ejaculate for me, and I think this is going to help. You don't need to be scared. All I'm going to do is suck your little penis into my mouth. Mummy will be very gentle. Me, little boy. So hard for your mummy. Feels much better than my hand, doesn't it? It's so wet. So warm. Feel like you might ejaculate soon. Remember to relax, my sweet boy. Mummy's gonna keep sucking on your little penis until you come. That's right, my good little boy. I can feel you getting close. Come on now. Come for Mummy. You can ejaculate into my mouth. Mummy wants to taste your cum, my sweet little boy. Such a very good little boy. Mm. worked. You ejaculated your semen into my mouth. I'm so proud of you, baby. I think you're gonna be just fine. Yes, you have a little penis, but there are worse things in the world. Oh, I miss some of your semen. Let me clean that up for you. Now, it's really time for you to get out of bed and get dressed. You have a really big day before you. Have you thought about what you might want Mummy to get you for a birthday present? You want me to make you ejaculate again? Oh, why am I not surprised? You're such a horny little boy. I should have known that if I psyched you off, you want me to do that again. Well, I tell you what, after your birthday party tonight, and after your sister goes to bed, you can come down the hall to my bedroom, and we can have a little slumber party, just you and me, and you don't need to wear any pajamas or underwear. Mum likes to sleep naked too.